I was personally very surprised that tamoxifen sort of didn't take off as a preventive after the initial NSABP P1 data came out in 1998. Of course, there's been a big cross-Atlantic difference in how
Yes.
people looked at this, although really, even in the United States, people don't use very much tamoxifen, I think, for chemo prevention at this point.
Yeah.
How do you think that anastrozole is going to play out long term as a chemo preventive?
I think when you look at chemo preventive agents, you really have to have a really strongly positive risk-benefit ratio. I think the risk-benefit ratio is weakly positive for tamoxifen, that for most women in prevention, actually the benefits probably do slightly outweigh the risks in terms of major effects. But when you look at the minor effects of the increased menopausal symptoms and just the anxiety associated with taking a tablet every day.
Also, endometrial cancer and deep vein thrombosis, which is really impossible to predict.
Yeah, even looking at that, the risk-benefit ratio does still look to be weakly positive. In fact, this year we're doing a 7-year update on the IBIS-1 trial. That data we hope will be ready by the middle of the year, maybe presentable in San Antonio this year. One of the key issues in my mind in terms of use of tamoxifen is not so much what happens in the first 5 years, which we could predict fairly accurately from the adjuvant studies looking at the contralateral rates, and in fact they've been very, very accurate, but what happens in the next 5 years. If in fact the tamoxifen benefit on breast cancer is maintained and the side effects disappear, then the overall risk-benefit ratio will look a lot more favorable and it may be more attractive. But at this stage, we didn't feel that it was sufficiently positive to recommend tamoxifen routinely for high-risk women as standard of care.
I guess the other issue is you all have talked a lot about the lack of benefit in terms of breast cancer mortality in the prevention setting, but of course that's complicated by the events issue. As you've looked at the further follow-up, what about breast cancer mortality?
Well, when we originally had planned these prevention trials, the power calculations indicated that we needed about 50,000 women with about 10 years of follow-up to see a mortality benefit. And actually, we could well have achieved that if all of the trials would have maintained their long-term follow-up. With the lack of long-term follow-up in P1 now, we probably will never clearly be able to demonstrate a mortality benefit. The best we can hope to do is to actually look at the number of cancers, the stage distribution, the ER status of the cancers that do, and model that. We did that when we actually looked at the data a couple of years ago from all the prevention trials and concluded that our best estimate would be that this roughly 40% reduction in incidence would translate into about an 18% reduction in mortality, because the cancers, of course, that do appear in the tamoxifen-treated women are more often ER negative, and we can expect that their prognosis will be worse. So we will be able, of course, to update that with what happens in the next 5 years, but the mortality reduction will have to be done by models now looking at the type of cancers that occur over time.